Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast, brought to you by Maria Hatzistefanis. Maria is the founder of Rhodial and Nip and Fab, best-selling author, and on a mission to help you achieve your dreams. Maria's highly anticipated third book, How to Live Your Best Life, is now available on Amazon.
Maeve,
yes.
Welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast.
Thanks for having me.
I am very excited to have you on board. We met the other day at the Fashion Awards,
yes.
And you looked fabulous with your Chanel top.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thanks.
So I'm very, very excited to talk to you today. I've been stalking you on Instagram for a long time. I feel like I know you. I know your wardrobe. I know your clients. So
I love it.
It's exciting to be at your studio today in West Hollywood. And I'd love to get to know you a bit more.
Yeah.
Good, good.
Thanks for coming.
So let's just get started. When do you decide to become a full-time fashion stylist?
Well, I found styling by accident. I was 17 years old and my father was producing a TV show on the Hallmark Channel. Like literally nothing exciting, no celebrity, like just basic. And he basically forced me to get a summer internship on this show. And the day, I had no idea what I was getting into. This was pre-Rachel Zoe. This was, you know, maybe Pat Fields people knew about, but it really wasn't, you know, like a stylist. Nobody knew what a stylist was at this time. This is 15 years ago. And I walked in and it was like love at first sight. It was like the first day. I was like, what do you mean I get to like spend other people's money and shop for them and sit on set with fun people and, you know, learn? And I had no idea, you know, I had no idea what I was getting into, but it was literally like love at first sight. And I've been doing it ever since.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And I know that you were born and raised in New York.
Yes.
And then moved to LA. And kind
yes.
of moving to LA is the ultimate dream of every stylist because
yeah.
that's where you get to work with celebrities. How did that move happen?
Funny enough, it happened out of a really bad breakup. It was like a heartbreak. It was like New York City wasn't big enough for the both of us. And I just had to leave. But sometimes it's amazing. Like you just never know what a life lesson is gonna be, you know? And so that really tumultuous, unhealthy relationship is actually what got me here. I had been coming back and forth between New York and LA for about 2 years. This is starting 10 years ago. And finally, I just said, okay, if I don't leave, this situation is never gonna end. And I knew the opportunities that were out here. And I just took a total leap of faith. I had nothing planned. I had no job booked. And I just moved. You know, and it's worked out.
Thank wow. God.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Just making the decision.
Just faith. Yeah. You know, I think so much of what we do, for me at least, has to be rooted in like a blind faith and just knowing that like I'm going to be taken care of, you know, because for me, I mean, it's like it can get down to like pennies in the bank account and a check shows up and it, you know, carries you through. And those were like the signs like, okay, just keep going, you know, don't give up.
So you came to LA.
Yeah.
And now you're working with some of the biggest celebrities in the world
mm-hmm.
and your outfits get pictured everywhere. You must be really proud of
I
yourself.
Am. Yeah, thank you.
How do you go from moving to LA and being a stylist who's starting out their career
yeah.
to working with those A-list celebrities, mm-hmm. is it an overnight success journey, or is there more to it?
I wish. No, it was a long, it is still a long road, you know? I started out, like when I very first started as an intern, I interned for probably 3 years. I didn't make a dollar. And then I moved into assisting, and I assisted for probably 4 or 5 years. You know, like I really put in the time to learn. It's the best possible learning experience you can have, is being underneath somebody mm-hmm. and seeing how they, you know, do this thing. Like it's, there's no school for this. There's no handbook. There's no mm-hmm. textbook. It's just learn by doing. And I'm so grateful for the people that I learned from. Rob and Marielle were probably the best teachers mm-hmm. ever. At the time they had this, 10 years ago, they had Rihanna, you know, and it was like the coolest, to me, it was like the coolest Rihanna era. The Rated R album had come out, you know, so I learned a lot from them. And so when I moved to LA is when I sort of started doing my own thing, but it was, you know, it's touch and go. Mm-hmm. It's like music videos. For me, it was music videos, doing the dancers. And I was on set for years, meeting all these people from record labels, and they saw me and saw that I was capable, I was fast, I could dress any girl in any body type in 15 minutes, you know. And someone one day was like, hey, do you want to dress Janelle Monáe like tomorrow? And I was like, yeah, sure. And I made it happen, and I was with Janelle for 5 years. And so those experiences of like just being in the right place at the right time, or being seen, just being in the mix, you know, I just provided an opportunity that I wouldn't have otherwise had. It's really, you have to start from the bottom. Mm. There is no overnight. I mean, I have a few friends who've had very, like, you know, Law had an incredible opportunity with Zendaya early on, and I don't really think he ever assisted. So I guess everybody's journey is different. But for me, it was a lot of assisting and being like the low, you know, just bottom of the totem pole.
That's what I hear from a lot of successful people that I've had on the podcast, that mm-hmm. People think it's, and the title of the podcast is ironic, there's nothing like an overnight success.
Yeah.
But a lot of young people think it's that. You wake up one day and the next day you're working with Hailey.
No. You know,
which is not. Going into that, Hailey, it looks stunning.
Thank
and
you.
You've been working with her for a while, yeah. even before she
3 years.
Got married.
Oh,
to,
yeah.
Justin.
Way before this.
And I do, you know, I do remember Hailey a while ago, and I think that you have a lot to do with where she is today and being a fashion icon.
Thank you.
So how did you two come together?
Yeah.
And then how did you evolve the style? Because working with a client is a relationship, and you both bring something into it. How did that evolve?
So Hailey found me on Instagram, strangely enough. I don't know how, why, what. I have no idea. And at the time, I really didn't have clients that represented her style, but I guess she liked my style and asked to meet, and we met, and we clicked immediately. The next day was the Oscars, like got her ready for, I think, Elton John. Mm-hmm. And then 3 days later, went to Paris Fashion Week. And I had like 3 days to prep, I don't know, 15 looks or whatever. And we just clicked right away, and I try to have boundaries with clients. I try to keep it as professional as possible. And this girl, when I tell you, just like would not let that happen. She was like, "We're gonna be friends," and it was like I didn't have a choice. And I fell in love with her like early on. You know, like she's just become one of my closest friends. And obviously, her life has changed a lot in the last couple of years, and it's been an honor to be a part of that journey. But it's definitely trust, you know, aside from the personal relationship in terms of the style, it's evolved like supernaturally, you know, like it was never like, okay, today we're gonna really push it. Like it's just natural. It's very collaborative. She has a lot of ideas. It's my responsibility to bring her ideas to a fitting, but then maybe elevate it or change it, and vice versa. Like I'll come up with an idea, let's do this. And she'll say, wait, I think I can make this cooler. Mm. And she will, you know, and that's what's awesome about her. So it's just flow, you know, it's just a good flow. And there's no like, I'm the boss. Like, it's just not like that at all. It's just
amazing.
Yeah, love. It just works. And I always say like, there's always the right client for the right stylist. There's so many of us now that everyone ends up where they're supposed to end up. You know what I mean? And I think Haley and I are a good example of, like, we just ended up together and it was meant to be. I really believe that.
Love it.
Yeah.
So when you said that you're planning for a trip and you have to put together 15 looks, mm-hmm. how do you even do that? Okay, so there has to be a structure, there has to be a way that you put together. This is fascinating to me that mm-hmm. you can even plan that way.
Most of the time, we know ahead of time where she's going, not just her, anybody, you know, anyone yeah. I'm working with. And so you're thinking about the location, what the needs are. Is she doing press? Is it street style? Do you need dressy stuff? Do you need casual stuff? So usually we'll come do a big fitting. I try to do looks ahead of time before she comes in. And this is the same for everybody, every client, is I sort of like, here are my ideas. I kind of put together a hero rack and I'm like, this is what I'm thinking. And we start from there. And then Haley in particular will dig in and go everywhere and take a piece from here, take a piece from there, and we'll put it together. Mm-hmm. And then obviously the tailor will be there and we alter everything to make it fit perfectly. And then we pack them up and off they go. Or I'll go with them, depending on the situation. But
amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that's easy. Yeah. That's the easy part.
I guess that's when you are in it. You have to be very organized, mm-hmm. very structured, and have this very sort of good communication with mm-hmm. with your clients mm-hmm. so you both know what's coming, so they don't wake up one day like, oh, you know, I haven't planned for this, I haven't told you that I have this event.
Well,
so
that happens, by the way, all the time, you know, and things pop up, you know, last minute. And that's what is great about having a good relationship with your stylist, is something can pop up in 6 hours and we can make it happen, mm-hmm. you know. Or we may try stuff and it might not get worn, we may hold it, you know. She wore a Tom Ford dress recently, that Haley, that we had tried like a long time ago. Tom Ford was gracious enough to let us hold it. Mm-hmm. And that event that she wore it to kind of came up last minute and we're like, perfect, we finally have an opportunity to wear this dress. So I think that helps. A lot of the times, especially the younger girls tend to jump around and try different people, and that's cool. I always just say, pick somebody. Like, you don't have to pick me, but like, pick someone. Mm-hmm. Because the people who have made an impact are the ones who've mostly stuck with somebody, you know, because you're trying to create like a cohesive story. Mm. And it's more impactful when it's with the same stylist, I think. Mm. And obviously people move on, but I look for longevity. You know, I'm really into relationships. I love working with someone for a long period of time.
What's your sign?
I'm a Gemini.
Huh. Okay.
Super creative. So very many stylists are Geminis. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot of us.
But you can handle a lot. Geminis can work on multiple levels, so that makes sense.
Yeah, I definitely do. It is so much more than clothes. It's relationships with designers, with PR people. You know, at the end of the day, like, clients come and go, you know, knock on wood. But the relationships you have with the brands have to have the longevity, you know, because one day you may need a favor, or maybe they need a favor, you know. To me, it's like those relationships and maintaining them for my client is the most important thing. And if they mess something up or whatever, it's my responsibility to like mend it or fix it. Or it's so much more than just walking out the door mm-hmm. with some clothes. This is not just dress up, you know. And people like Haley, who have created relationships with Tommy Hilfiger, you know, Roxy, I mean, these are important. This is what it's all about, you know, is creating relationships and building something with people, you know. And thank God for my assistants, because I could not do this without them.
So with everything that you do, what mm-hmm. is the structure of your team? Who supports you?
So I have two full-time assistants. I have Nick, who is like my office manager, who basically, and I think, I don't know if a lot of stylists do this, but for me, it's helped so much with like, nothing has been lost since he's been around. His whole job is to manage the samples coming in, coming out, getting stuff to the clients, making sure the alterations are done. Okay, these pants are fixed, send them to the hotel. Like, you know, his whole job is just the organization, sending out the emails, billing, which is so important, obviously. We have to get paid.
Yeah.
And we have to get reimbursed sometimes. Tailoring, you know, making sure the tailors are getting paid. So his job is less styling, more managerial. But it's also creative. A lot of the times we're like, Nick, run out and get shoes for Kara, or, you know, find a bag. So he does kind of a mix of stuff. It's definitely like roll with the punches kind of job.
Okay.
And then I have Alex, who's my styling assistant. So I trust her to go to showrooms, pull. But to be honest, I pull 99% of the clothes that come in here.
You're still in charge of that.
I like to go to every showroom. I need to see everything. I do all the requests on style.com, Vogue Runway now. Yeah. You know, I am in complete creative control of what comes in here. Now, sometimes it's like, hey, go prep, and then I'll just choose the pieces that she, you know, brought back and
do your own edit.
Yeah, I do my own edit or whatever. But for the most part, I do all the clothes myself. And she's an amazing support, and she loves to do guys, and we just started working with Evan Ross, so she's definitely taken that sort of, when we need to split up, she'll focus on Evan, I'll focus on Ashley, so. Mm. Yeah, it's fun.
So you talked about relationship with your clients and also relationships with the brands. Mm-hmm. What are some of the mistakes that stylists do that are an absolutely no-no for you?
I hear a lot about not maintaining good relationships with the PR people and the designers, and losing samples or not returning something or not being responsive to email, you know, just pissing them off. And to me, that's an absolute no way under any circumstance. An email does not go unanswered within 24 hours. You know, I think that, like I said, you know, we cannot get, our egos cannot be involved here. Like, your client that may be A-list today could be D-list tomorrow, or we can be A-list today and D-list tomorrow. You know, like, no ego, you know, like, just stay humble. I tend to see the ones who don't maintain the relationships and think that they're like, you know, the shit. They don't last. And that's why I don't worry about it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
About them. You won't last. And they don't. Mm. I've been around long enough to know. You know, there's people who make it and there's people who don't.
It's all about relationships.
It really is. Yeah. That's the best advice I could give to anybody. Mm. You know, and I'm sure that goes to all careers. It's not just styling, you know?
100%.
All you have is your word in this world, you know, and being a good person. So I try. Mm.
So while you're working with some of your clients, you have some very, very exciting moments. So you were at the Balenciaga show with Ailey a few weeks ago at Paris Fashion Week. Mm-hmm. How did you enjoy that? I mean, these are must be the perks of the job.
Fashion shows are definitely the perks of the job. So the Balenciaga show was unbelievable. Demna is one of our like fashion gods. Haley's actually friends with his brother who runs the business side of Vetements and Balenciaga. And They invited her to the show, which is really rare. I'm not sure any celebrity's ever been invited to Balenciaga. They don't loan, they don't gift, they don't discount, and they don't sit people.
So buy everything full price.
Yeah. We were super honored, you know, that they asked us to the show. And so that was amazing. It's definitely obviously our style. You're wearing it head to toe, I think. It's very our style. So that was really fun. I remember the first Chanel show I ever went to. I mean, literally cried. Like, you think as a little girl, you know, being in these kinds of rooms or environments. And it was so moving. Like, the music is unbelievable. The clothes are beautiful. The set, you know, Karl Lagerfeld was known, rest in peace, for the incredible sets, you know? Mm-hmm. And that first show I ever went to from Chanel was Chanel Airlines. It was so cool.
Wow. That was fun.
It was cool. And I literally like had tears in my eyes, you know? Like, it's just, it's an honor, really. I really feel that way.
So when you're traveling with a client, and I know that you and Haley are friends, but mm-hmm. it could be someone else, or you may be having an intense week being with one of your clients, and it's very intense.
Yes.
I find that when I'm around a lot of people for a lot of time, and this week in LA has been one of them, mm-hmm. you absorb so much energy.
Yes.
And totally you kind agree. Of, you're there at the service of someone else, which is, it's a lot of what we do in general.
Yes.
What are some of the rituals that you follow and you do to ground yourself, recharge and get energy back so you can go back refreshed?
I really believe that, like, I have to put myself first. Like you said, we're around a lot of energy, a lot of personalities, a lot of opinions. Yeah. So what I've learned is people are energy suckers or energy givers. I really believe that. So I have some clients who are energy givers and some who are energy suckers. I'm not going to say who's who. I really believe that. So I come before everybody at the end of the day. You know, I have to put my body, my well-being, my mental health, all of it, like, above everything else, or it's going to fall apart, you know? And so I almost always start my day with a workout. I have to work out. Like, it's really more for my brain than for my body. I obviously love the results, but I have to work out. So either I work out with a trainer, her name is Jeanette Jenkins, she's unbelievable, or I go to My Hot Pilates.
Okay.
Shannon is unbelievable. She owns a studio and she teaches class every day. So I put that, like, that's usually how my day begins. Mm-hmm. I take supplements. I'm all holistic at all times. I don't really do antibiotics. I don't do medications. I try and as natural everything as possible. Mm-hmm. So I do, like, you know, protein shake, like reds, greens inside of it, just all kinds of yummy good stuff. Plus supplements from my holistic doctor. I try and get a chiropractic adjustment once a week.
Okay.
And the chiropractor I go to, Dr. Wagner, is actually also like a homeopath, holistic everything. So he helps clear energy. He helps me to, you know, just stay grounded and right-sized. So that's what I do. I do a lot for myself, you know, and I found that I have to. I really do. And by the way, my clients, like, appreciate it. Do you know what I mean? Like, and this isn't saying, like, oh, I'm some diva. Like, I have to go to my workout today. Like, obviously, if I have a job or I have to be somewhere, my job comes before it. But if I can and it works with my schedule, you know, I do what I have to do for myself. Some weeks, nothing. Other weeks, I, you know, every day. Just depends.
Yeah, and when you go into a meeting with a client and you're grounded, then they appreciate that because you don't bring crazy energy into the room.
Good. Totally agree.
Yeah.
Very important.
Mm-hmm. Have you been in a situation that the client has been so draining that you had to let go?
I have had to walk away from situations, and it's painful. It's like breaking up with a boyfriend, you know? Either, you know, the like, path has ended and it's just time, or like, I am so unhappy that I can't keep doing it. Like, what's the point of life if I'm miserable, you know? And there came a point at one point where I had one that was really challenging and others who were not. And I just was able to say, thank you, God, for putting me in a position where I can choose what jobs I get to do. And this one is no longer serving my highest good. I'm gonna walk away from it. And that was so hard.
Did you tell them, or did you?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't go well, but it's okay. You know, like, cause I had to. And if it ever came back around, I hope it does, by the way, we would have a different, you know, relationship or a different kind of way. if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I, Haley in particular, I really, this girl, I sound like her number one fan. I guess I am. But, you know, when Haley came into my life, it was like, wow, like, you can have, like, a really amazing human and get to work with them. Like, mm-hmm. it's not common. I know that. And I don't take it for granted. I really don't. Yeah. It doesn't feel like work a lot of the time.
It doesn't. Like, when you watch your stories, it looks like you guys
we do.
Are having fun. Yeah.
We do. We really do. I don't think we've ever had a fight. Ever. Mm. Which is really crazy. And we've had maybe a disagreement, but, like, never a nothing. Mm. I'm very lucky.
So going into your personal style.
Yeah.
Do you have a massive wardrobe at home? Are you a hoarder? Do you have tons of stuff? What's your wardrobe situation?
I'm not a hoarder. I love to clean out. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend and I are both the same way, actually. He, like, will throw everything away, where I'm like, I don't throw everything away. But I love fresh energy. Just, like, I like to keep things flowing, you know? So I definitely get rid of stuff. But I try to hold key pieces that I know, like, my kids one day are gonna, mm-hmm. like, kill me if I don't hold on to. You know, I remember my mom was a singer, and I would look at these photos of her on stage, and I'm like, where are those clothes? And she's like, I don't know, I got rid of them. So I try to use my discernment of, like, okay, what, you know, do I need to keep forever? Some stuff I'll sell, some stuff I'll actually rent out. There's a rental place here called The Ruby that I love. So that way it's, like, gone, but if I ever need it back, it can come back. I usually don't ever want it back. But my wardrobe is, I have some, like, shoes are my favorite thing, and I never wear them.
Just look at them.
Because I'm always working. Yeah. Like, I just wear sneakers all
always
day.
Always in sneakers.
Always sneakers. I'm, like, mostly an Adidas girl, Yeezy, Adidas. But I have, like, amazing bags, amazing shoes. Like I said, I hardly wear, but I have them, like, amazing. And I don't really get rid of them. Mm. They're pretty classic. Like, and I definitely have a specific, you know, vibe. But I love coats. I love sweats. Mm-hmm. I'm literally wearing sweats with, like, a big, ginormous Margiela coat today.
I love that coat.
Yeah, it's cool. So I think it's a Haley hand-me-down, actually. It's my favorite kind of item. She's been photographed in it, and she's like, you can have it.
I don't need it anymore.
I'm very grateful for that. Okay. Yeah, I don't let her get rid of stuff. I'm like, certain things we have to, like, we have a storage unit that needs to just stay in our life, and then one day we'll come back. Because some of the stuff that she has is, like, unbelievable. I can't even get into it.
Favorite designers right now?
Probably Balenciaga. Mm. I could live between, like, Balenciaga, Alex Wang, probably in, like, that world. Mm. And then, like, just good. You know, honestly, the sweats that I love the most are the Calabasas Yeezy sweats.
Really?
Yeah, I'm, like, curvy-ish. Not as curvy as, obviously, his muse, beautiful Kim K. But it's, I have a small waist and, like, kind of a butt. And so they're made really well for that kind of body type. So I love them. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So where do you get your inspiration from?
Well, sometimes I get in to, like, you know, I get into, like, reference photos. Like, right now I'm into Coachella, like, because a lot of my clients are heading to Coachella. So I'm looking back at, like, the 90s. Last year, Haley and I did, like, 90s supermodels. We, like, recreated a couple pieces that Naomi Campbell had worn. Poor Naomi. She's just, like, everybody's inspo right now. Naomi Campbell had worn. So sometimes I'll go backwards. Like, I'll look, you know, we were working on Met Gala. So I get into reference photos, and sometimes I just fall into this, like, deep hole online where I'm just looking in all kinds of places for photos of stuff. So, like, Pinterest, Tumblr, Google, whatever. Mm-hmm. A couple Instagram accounts that I follow. And I'll start saving, and I'll create little folders. You know, I'm inspired by, like, just what I'm around, the people I'm around. Mm. And every client I have had over the years have been really different, you know, and that's important for me. And so it's, like, a clear vision for each person and keeping it clear for them. Mm-hmm. There's nothing worse than, like, a revolving door of the same thing. That's not something I'm interested in ever doing. So I try and keep it fresh for each of my girls, and just staying clear to the vision for each of them, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And what are your top three tips for success?
My top three tips for success. Well, never give up. You know, there's been so many moments where I'm like, this is it, I'm done. And you just keep going, you know. Have faith. I really believe in that. Whatever it is that you believe in, even if it's just the universe, just have faith in it, you know, that you're on the right path. Mm-hmm. And, you know, get a mentor or like someone that's come before you that you can look up to, someone you can ask questions, somebody that can be there for you just emotionally. I think having those three things are super important and have gotten, at least gotten me to where I am today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love it. Great
advice.
Thank you. All right, Maeve, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
If you like the Overnight Success Podcast, please make sure you tell a friend, subscribe on Apple Podcast, and don't forget to leave us a rating or comment. You can find me at Mrs. Rodia on Twitter and Instagram. This is the Overnight Success Podcast. I am Maria Hatzistefanis. See you next week.